Today, Little remains a Fort Buford, just inside North Dakota's border with Montana. Yet it was one of the most important military outposts in the last half of the 19th century. We recount some of its famous history on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Farm Journal and National 4-H present the first ever Farm On virtual benefit concert. Join us and some of country music's biggest stars as we raise money for 4-H and its dedication to building stronger communities. The concert will be August 27th at 7 Central, and your 4-H'er can be part of it. Just text a picture or video of them and their project with the words Farm On to 31313, or by using the Farm On hashtag via social media. Join us for the Farm On virtual benefit concert this August 27th at 7 p.m.
When Lewis and Clark passed the confluence of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers in 1805 and again in 1806, they noted that the spot might become an important trading and military position. A little over two decades later, their prediction was right.
Fort Union was located here at the confluence. It was established around 1828, and they employed numerous people to go out and get those furs.
Gina Hesser says Fort Union and other competing forts sprang up here in the 1820s, 30s, and 40s as trappers and tribes traded furs. But as the amount of furs coming in dwindled and the number of new settlers passing increased, it gave rise to the military's Fort Buford.
Settlers were also coming west, so the American government felt that they had to protect these people. And as Euro-Americans were encroaching on Native American territory, there's obviously going to be some tensions because you've got the land dispute.
Today, the fort sits on the border of North Dakota and Montana, an area that during the 1860s was home to a variety of tribes. And some of those tribes clashed with the military.
Sitting Bull was the last holdout. He fought a very long and very brave fight. And when his followers were starving, he made the decision and came south out of Canada. And in July of 1881, he asked his young 11-year-old son, gave him his Winchester rifle, and his son gave it to Major Brotherton. And with that, he gave this rather eloquent speech. He wanted it to be known that he was the last of his tribe to surrender.
Besides Sitting Bull, Red Cloud and Chief Joseph also passed through Fort Buford as they surrendered to the U.S. military. Part of that fort remains in view of the Yellowstone and Missouri Rivers, where Lewis and Clark passed and so many trappers came to trade their furs. Traveling the countryside near Williston, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McCrae.